This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2131, Three English Challenge Words and Michelle's Laundry Battles.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are there things you're struggling with in life? Whether it be as simple as a pile of laundry or more complex, there is a time and a place to share it all if you have precise, figurative language. Learn how to do it today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey Michelle, how are you feeling today? Honestly, hey. How are you feeling?
Honestly, how am I feeling? I feel like I've been combating a cold all month. Battling.
You've been battling a cold all month. Me too, actually. I currently have a cold. Everyone's getting sick these days. It's crazy.
Yes, absolutely. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
So one of the words I used to talk about having a cold was battling.
Yes.
Now, am I fighting some sort of battle with a cold? I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like you are, right? But you're not literally up there with like shoulder pads or not shoulder pads, you know, knee pads and like, you know, any kind of a uniform battling. You are just struggling. Let's say you're struggling with that cold, right? You're fighting it off. That's another good one. Fighting it off. Yeah.
Ooh, good. So that's what we're going to talk about today because we have an excellent listener question. And before we get into that, guys, we also want to remind you, we have a great episode 2099 was how to switch topics like a pro for better connections.
Yeah.
So listen to that one. That's going to be huge for you and your conversation.
Yeah. We're highlighting that one in particular because, guys, we know that the way to move to the 99% fluency level, this is the way natives speak. They move between topics all the time. There are people in my life that are constantly weaving from one topic to the next, back to the other one. We need to be ready to follow those, right? And so that episode will get you started. Yeah,
definitely. All right. Well, so this question is from Aisha.
Yes.
And it's from the iOS app. So this listener is an iOS app user. Guys, if you don't have our app yet, go on over and get it at allearsenglish.com/app. This app is really amazing. You can get the transcripts right on your phone and follow along as you listen. And you can also get a personalized power list of vocabulary words. So go on over and get that. Really good stuff.
Good stuff. So I'm going to read Aisha's question and we will dive into it today, Michelle. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the best ESL podcast out there. Oh, thank you so much.
That's amazing.
I've been listening to Allers English, AEE, from way back. And every time I do, I always learn interesting and relevant native expressions. That is so great, Michelle. We love that feedback.
Yes.
Aisha says, big shout out to Lindsay, Michelle, Aubrey, and Jessica. They're doing a great job for ESL learners. Very nice. All right. I'd like to ask a question. Can you make an episode on the figurative use of words like combat, battle, and tackle? I've seen and heard this usage multiple times, and I'd really appreciate it if you could teach it on the podcast. Thank you, Aisha. Well,
thank you
to Aisha for being a longtime listener.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. And I love this question. It's very specific.
Yeah.
And I just feel like these make for the best questions.
So, I agree.
So Aisha mentions wanting more of a figurative use of combat or a combat battle and tackle. And so first we're kind of going to go over more of the literal sense when you hear these words, what you think of. So, combat, Lindsay, what is combat?
So combat is it's basically war, right? There's more combat these days in certain parts of the world, sadly. That's how we use it literally. We hear it on the news, right? Mm-hmm. And the next one, Michelle, is battle. Right.
And that's more about like to fight. But like when we think of a battle, we think of a larger war and then smaller battles, right?
Yeah.
Like Lindsay, like in the Civil War, you went to college in the area where there may have been some battles.
Yeah, I went to college in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which was one of the battlegrounds. Literally, our tennis facility, it was called the battleground or the, I don't remember what it was called, but like they took the name that particular piece of land, like that field, was used in the Battle of Fredericksburg, which was a major battle in the Civil War. And so we have larger war, smaller battles.
Yes. Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Yes. And then tackle, I think, is different. I think of think of football. I mean, so this is more like to, you know, when players are playing and they like knock each other to the ground, that's to tackle them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you watch football?
No, do you?
I was thinking, oh my gosh, does she become a football fan?
No. It's actually funny because my son, sometimes when Dan and I are going on a date or something that he can't go to, like he gets upset. So we tell him, it's become a running joke. Oh, we're going to go watch the news. We're actually just, even if I go to like a back to school night, I always say, oh no, it's going to be really boring. I'm just going to watch the news.
That's so cute. That's so funny.
and so he's always like,
I don't want to come with you. Yeah.
Yeah. But then yesterday he was like, well, I like some news. He goes, I like to watch football and basketball. He's never watched them in his whole life.
That's hilarious.
So funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get him into basketball, but I do not watch football.
That's so good.
So let's talk about this way that I think Aisha really wants here, more of a different usage. So what is the first one, Lindsay?
All right. So if we want to take the word combat, we want to turn that into a verb, right? And that is how we actually use that figuratively. We actually change the pronunciation is the first thing we need to know. We say combat, right? Which is to prevent or to stop something. So take note, guys, the pronunciation, the emphasized syllable does change between the noun and the verb. So if that's the one thing you take away today, that's important if you're going to use it as a verb figuratively. So for example, the school board is taking steps to combat student cheating using AI. And I think all schools are doing this right now. They're scrambling to figure out what to do, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a tricky one because, man, this is the future and we don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, that's right. Okay. What else, Michelle?
Okay, so then we have battle. So to fight off something or just kind of a fight, something difficult. So if you use it as a noun, you could say something like, well, this is very timely. It's a battle to get my kids out the door every morning. Literally this morning, it was a battle.
Yeah, I heard you had a hard time getting on the microphone today for...
Yes, it was not according to plan, but that's okay. Battle, right? It was not easy. I mean, it wasn't like a... I don't mean that it was a physical
fight. Of course not.
No. but more of just like a struggle.
It's a figurative use, right?
Yes.
And we're glad you're here, Michelle. We're glad you're
here. Thank you. Thank you.
Won the battle.
And then Lindsay, what are you? So, but it can also be a verb, like I'm battling a cold.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm battling a cold. Or I feel like I'm going into battle. When would we use that again? Not literally, right? But right. Figuratively. Give me an example of when that would make sense, Michelle.
It's like when you are going into a difficult situation, or okay. maybe it's something that maybe you're going to have a debate or something like that. Ooh. You know that something isn't going to be easy. Okay. So I could say like, every night, sorry to use all the kid references, but I feel like I'm going into battle every night to try and get my kids to sleep. Like, I feel like I'm going into battle. Do you ever hear that, Chunk?
Interesting. Yeah, for sure. I've heard it before. I'm trying to think of other, so certainly preparing for what your kids are going to throw at you is a good example, right?
Yeah.
Meaning what you're going to encounter with your kids. I'm thinking about what else it could be. Like maybe if there's a big snowstorm and you have to drive across state lines and you're going to go and put all these things in your car, extra windshield wiper fluid, gloves, boots, everything you might need in case you get stranded. You might say, I feel like I'm going into battle, but I'm going to get in the car. I have to drive to the airport in New Mexico, for example, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Or maybe if you are meeting with a coworker about something that is going to really take a while to figure out, you know, maybe that it's a little bit of a tense topic. You could say, oh, I have this meeting. I feel like I'm going into battle. This is not going to be easy.
I like it. I love this question from Aisha because it lets us be precise in our language. This is incredibly precise language, guys.
Yes.
You know, so write this down and we're going to keep going in just a minute, right, Michelle?
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here we go. Let's go into the next one, which I love. Tackle. Mm-hmm. What about that?
Yeah, generally, I mean, there can be more uses of this as well, but we're trying to keep it to what we hear the most, guys.
Sure.
So tackle is often to work on something. So maybe to do something that can be challenging or problematic or something that's just going to, it's not going to be something that takes 1 second. So for example, I would say it a lot like this. And if you saw my room right now, you would know that this is a true statement. I get all these things are inspired by my life, I can see. I guess it's time to tackle the pile of laundry next to my bed. So do I mean I'm going to jump on it and roll around? Maybe.
I don't know what you're going to do. But generally what I would imagine, what I would assume is that you're going to start to fold that laundry and put it away.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm looking at it right now and it's staring at me and it's saying, hi, Michelle.
Waiting for you to jump in there. Yeah.
But I could also say before I'm going to do that, like, oh God, I feel like I'm going into battle.
Yeah. That's good.
You could use that as well.
This one I like. I think this is the one to tackle is the one I use figuratively the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have some tasks on my whiteboard. I have to tackle some of these things this weekend just to get them off my plate, right? Very common around household chores. You know, your to-do list can really kind of start to bother you if you don't tackle it. Tackle your to-do list, get things done, right?
Yes.
Or maybe that's just us as Americans. We obsess over our to-do lists.
Yeah. I mean, would you say that these are synonyms, all of these, or... I mean, I in some ways, yes, but no, I don't think they're exactly the same.
I think they're obviously in the same category, right?
Yeah.
Same ballpark, same idea, but they're not exactly the same. The closest ones I would say battle and tackle would be closer than you know, combat and battle.
Yeah.
But true. Yeah, not synonyms, but not totally different either. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, tackle is really about getting things done. And so that sounds like that's the one you use most frequently, Lindsay, tackle.
Yeah, Michelle, probably for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe I use battle a lot as well. I don't know. They're all, that's a great part about this question. I think is these are all pretty frequently used.
For sure.
Yeah. And then there are even expressions like half the battle, which I think we've even done on this show.
Ooh, I love that expression. Actually, I love half that expression. Have we done an episode on that? Maybe we have.
I think we have. I'm going to look into it. And if not, we're going to do it.
So this idea, it's this idea of, we talk about endowed progress. You know, if I have to write a term paper for school, you know, just doing an outline is half the battle, because that's getting over the mental hump of getting started and knowing what I'm going to write. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm just doing a quick search to see if I can find it, but I know it sounds so familiar.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come back to it. It's a new year.
We'll come back to it another time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I found it. It's episode 1410. Vocabulary is half the battle for connection in English.
Love it.
But maybe we will revisit it now that it's like almost 4 years later. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Great. So, should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's jump into a role play, Michelle. So here we are talking about our days. All right. So maybe it's the end of the day and we're coming together. All right. So
yes, here
we
go.
Hey, how's it going, Michelle?
Oh, I've just been tackling some work today. So I feel pretty productive.
Oh, that's good.
You?
Same, working. My company is running a fundraiser to combat chronic illnesses. So I'm working on that.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Oh, man. About to head home. Getting on the bus at this time will be a real battle.
Yeah. So definitely this language is salient. Like, it's in our vocabulary, right? Because we have challenges in life, right?
Yeah.
And so this is great. I mean, so first here, Michelle, what did you say first in a role play? Break it down.
I said, I've been tackling some work today. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on something that's working on my to-do list.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I said, same, working. Right? My company is running a fundraiser to combat chronic illnesses. Now, this is about maybe raising money to fund science so we can reduce chronic illness, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And then
I said, getting on the bus at this time will be a real battle.
Mm-hmm, love it. Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners today? How should we think about these three expressions?
Well, I think we have to consider the literal and figurative uses. Mm-hmm. I love this question because it's interesting. You think of, in some ways, when we talked about it, they seem like very old-timey words. Well, unfortunately, not so much. Mm. But like now we really use them in a different way to talk about our days, what we need to do, things that we've been trying to prevent. They're just very dynamic words that can help you in your connections and your life, talking about day-to-day things. Very useful. Lindsay, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, guys, life is not all about sharing the positive all the time. That wouldn't be very human. And so there are things in life that we're all battling and tackling, whether it's that pile of laundry in Michelle's bed right now, or whether it's something big, like maybe there's illness in your family, right? There are times and places to talk about each of these things with the right people at the right time for connection. So don't be afraid to share things using this precise vocab, right?
Definitely. All right. Well, this was good. And we will talk to you guys on the next episode. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right.
Thanks, Aisha.
Talk soon, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.